If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast on Webmaster Radio. I'm your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. Just a reminder, as always, you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or download episodes at webmasterradio.fm/shows/press this. In today's episode, we're excited to be interviewing the CEO of AppPressor, Brian Messenlaner. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. Hello, everybody.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on today, Brian. Really excited about this. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing how you can easily build mobile apps powered by WordPress. Yes, that's possible if you didn't know that. Really, some of the technology making this possible, things like headless, multi-platform WordPress deployments are all super hot right now thanks to a lot of native features in WordPress like custom post types and the REST API. And what Brian's going to be sharing today are strategies that people use to basically have WordPress power native mobile experiences, how AppPressor, Brian's company, attacks these challenges, and how you can even build your own WordPress-powered native mobile experiences on your own, independent even of AppPressor. So that's what we're talking about today on the show. Brian, kind of curious, you know, I've known you for a while here and there from WordCamps and whatnot. I don't know if I really truly understand your WordPress origin story, but how did you get started in all of this WordPress stuff? I think you have kind of a unique background on that, if I remember correctly.
Sure. So I actually got started in software development back in 2000, when I joined the Marine Corps, and I signed up to be a machine gunner. I did really good in the ASVAB test, and they asked me if I wanted to do computer stuff, and I was like, all right, let's try it out. And I excelled in it. I loved coding. Some of the technologies that I learned that the government trained me in was, you know, classic ASP back before the .NET framework came out, mostly Microsoft technologies. My first scripting language that I actually learned was Cold Fusion, if anybody remembers that. And I got into databases. I had some extensive database training with Oracle databases and SQL Server databases. So after the Marine Corps, actually kind of during the Marine Corps, I founded this company called Web Dev Studios, actually in 2001. It was very, you know, small at the time, didn't have a tax ID or anything. It was just kind of this company on a back burner. Me and this guy that I was in the Marine Corps with, we kind of just worked at freelance stuff on the side and always talked about, you know, one day we're going to quit our jobs and we're going to get out of the Marines and we're going to build this company. So in 2007, we actually, created a Web Dev Studios as a legit business in the state of New Jersey with a tax ID, you know, all the whole nine. And I moved my business partner out from Indiana to New Jersey into the loft of my condo. And we actually started up this web development company, Web Dev Studios, from my dining room. At first, we were getting into PHP-based open source web-based solutions like Drupal, Joomla, Magento, and of course WordPress. Now, this was we were kind of just doing whatever clients came to us and said, hey, we want this, we want that, and we would build a solution for them. We weren't really taking WordPress too seriously up until 3.0, if you remember when custom post types came out, and that's what we felt truly made WordPress into a CMS
So post types version 3 was really that genesis in your web development company to really say that's the point when you kind of basically adopted WordPress. So basically straight from the Marine Corps to your front door, kind of jumping out from that into web development and then ultimately WordPress with custom post types. That's a really interesting backstory. We've interviewed a few guests on the show who've had kind of similar experiences with starting web development companies and then kind of adopting WordPress along the way. So it's interesting to hear your backstory on that. So you founded WebDev kind of in slightly after being in the Marine Corps. And then eventually you created AppPressor. Could you tell me a little bit about AppPressor? Tell the audience kind of what is AppPressor? What does it do? How does it work?
Sure. So AppPressor is a mobile app development framework for people to build mobile apps that don't know how to build mobile apps, which is cool, right? So, you know, WordPress is very popular. What is it? Almost, 30% now of the internet, run on WordPress. So the idea behind AppPressor is that if all these people now, by installing plugins, can go ahead and they could build a mobile app without actually having to learn, how to code mobile apps. And the way that kind of AppPressor was formed, we did some unique projects for the New York City Department of Education, where we built this custom badging system, like gamification, if you will, back when that first came out and it was all hot. So this gamification system, it was called BadgeOS, still out there today, but it was really cool, and you could take all these different challenges, and the students could take these different tests and quizzes and get points and earn different badges and, compete against each other. It was this really cool, elaborate system. So the company that we built that system for landed a project with the YMCAs in New York City. And they wanted to incorporate our badging system into an iPad-based kiosk that would be at each YMCA in the city. And members can come up and scan their ID card in, and they could take all these different challenges and get awarded points that would equate to, discounts and water bottles or towels or whatever they wanted. But we were kind of at this dilemma, like, we've kind of shifted our focus to becoming an all out WordPress development shop. And here, this company, the YMCAs in New York City, we certainly didn't want to turn down the project, but we didn't want to have to rebuild the wheel and rebuild everything as a native iOS app. So the solution that we came up with was, let's build a hybrid mobile app that, basically it's a WordPress theme that's made to look and function like a native iOS app. And the only part that was really native about it was the barcode scanning of the ID cards. So that's kind of where the idea for AppPressor was started.
Kind of the necessity being the mother of invention. You saw this need to have something that was easily deployed. I'm guessing people were familiar with WordPress on the client side. And that was kind of the genesis of saying, hey, we should build something that makes it easy for everyone, really.
Exactly.
Leverage WordPress to build these native experiences. Okay, so that's, I think, a good background, kind of an overview of AppPressor and kind of what it does. And so I think what would be helpful would be for people to really kind of maybe to understand, like, what are the applications of this? Like, why even bother using WordPress for that? And so I'm just curious, like, just real quickly, do you have a good example of someone using maybe an existing site to power native mobile apps? Like, is it just you're creating a new thing, or can you leverage an existing site in native mobile?
Yeah, you could definitely leverage an existing site. I would say most people are doing it that way. But you could certainly, like, if you don't have a site and you just need an app, you could build a headless WordPress site that would basically be utilized to power the app itself.
So you think that most people are using it, basically, I take an existing site and I want to push content or leverage native functionality on my existing, content or technology stack within WordPress. So what's a good example? Like, who's using that successfully? Like, what are they doing with it?
So there's a couple of recent ones that we've seen people build and that we've helped, kind of support. One of them is called Life of Dad. I think it's lifeofdad.com, and basically it's a blog, and they created an app that corresponds with their website, and that's really the beauty of AppPressor, right? Because if a lot of, and especially with larger companies, they spend all this money building this website exactly how they want on WordPress, and then the word comes down from higher up like, hey, this is a great website, now we need to a mobile app, but we don't. We need an iOS app and we need an Android app. And if you know, if you ever got quotes for iOS and Android apps, you probably have to hire two different development teams that specialize in each, and you're getting quotes that cost a lot of money. So the beauty of what we do with AppPressor is we leverage WordPress as the data source to power the app. So we're cutting out all that stuff. So anytime that you have to basically update the app, all you have to do really is update your website, and boom, it updates the iOS app and the Android app.
Yeah, I think that's one thing a lot of people overlook when creating those native mobile apps is, well, shoot, I need some sort of headless CMS or integrated CMS to power the content in that thing, right? I can't just be changing the code every time I want to update the content. It's a really interesting approach with that. I do want to explore some of this. I really have to have a native app stuff with you as we get further into this. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast on Webmaster Radio. In this episode, we're interviewing Brian Messenlehner of AppPressor about how to easily build mobile apps powered by WordPress. Brian, right before the break, we were talking about some examples you were giving of people using existing WordPress properties to power mobile apps. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. So kind of in this why, like right before the break, you were like, people say, I need to have this and I need to have that. But what are the business outcomes for these existing sites? Like, why even bother going to the trouble of having a native mobile app?
It's more doorways to your content, right? Not everybody is going to be, you know, going to your website on their mobile device. It's easier for some people just to download an app and get right to it. One good example is this app that was built with AppPressor called Saucy Fred's Pizza. And it's a pizzeria somewhere in Pennsylvania. And basically, it's like the solution is kind of like the poor man's Domino's ordering app, where anybody can go download the app, and it's integrated with WooCommerce. So people can go select what kind of pizza they want, what toppings they want, you know, everything that you would do from a typical WooCommerce site, but embedded into the app. And they place their order, and boom, they're getting their pizza.
That is amazing for a small pizza shop to have that kind of ability. I also like how you're thinking about it in the context of, well, this is a different channel, right? Webmasters think about things like SEO. How do I rank well on search engines? They maybe not think that, hey, look, I could be getting audience from app stores, and without a native mobile app, that's just not an option. So it's kind of cool to hear, in a sense, this pizza place is being able to leverage the fact that you're kind of democratizing native mobile as well with AppPressor, which I think is kind of cool because it obviously aligns with the stated goal of WordPress itself. Okay, so you gave me some examples of people that created existing sites and or took existing sites and created native mobile experiences with AppPressor or just in general. What's an example of someone that did that just as a standalone app? In other words, it was kind of a true headless, in a sense, deployment, and all it was a native mobile app, not really tied to kind of a more traditional web or mobile web experience.
Sure. So actually that pizza place restaurant is a standalone app. So they have a website that's separate, but they're basically leveraging a headless WordPress site to power their pizza app.
So if I'm thinking about things like e-commerce, right? I'm adding things to a cart, checking out. If I think about content, I'm pushing information there. What sort of native functions, though, does AppPressor support? I mean, if I'm making a native mobile app, I'm guessing I want access to the camera and GPS and all that other stuff. How do you see people leverage? Do you offer that, first of all? And then how do people leverage that within their sites or their apps?
Yes, definitely. So obviously, any type of native device features, the camera, the GPS, the accelerometer, the flashlight, you know, making the phone vibrate, any of that stuff can be controlled through AppPressor plugins. So one of the cooler things are, you know, I think most beneficial native features is definitely push notifications. You know, sending off push notifications when a certain action happens in your WordPress site or in the app or whenever, you know, you want your trigger to be is pretty cool. You could also do segmented push notifications too. So you could, you know, if you have our BuddyPress plugin and you've, you know, created a sense of a social network mobile app, you could send push notifications to certain groups when certain actions happen. Or, you know, if I sent you a friend request on the app, boom, you know, you would get a push notification and be able to deep link right to it, which is a pretty cool feature.
I don't know if everyone just caught that, but you basically just said that AppPressor has plugins for native mobile applications, which I think is pretty cool, something I haven't really heard before personally. I'm sure there's a framework out there with the context of extensions or something, but it's kind of cool to hear you talk about, you know, essentially WordPress plugins as giving people access to native functionality within applications on phone.
Yeah, so the way that works, David, is... because some people are probably like, well, how does it actually work? So we're leveraging another open source framework called PhoneGap. And if you think of WordPress as open source platform for building websites, think of PhoneGap as an open source platform for building iOS and Android apps. And it's really controlled by JavaScript, right? So when you do some, give it a JavaScript command to say, you know, use the camera, boom, it's saying within a PhoneGap plugin on iOS, okay, open up the camera. And on the Android app, it's saying open up the camera. And so essentially all AppPressor is a bridge between WordPress and PhoneGap.
So if I was a developer and I was like, hey, AppPressor sounds pretty cool, but I'd rather just kind of go at this on my own, is that kind of the path you would direct them on is check out PhoneGap? Are there any other tips or advice you might give to someone trying to kind of self-build this? Maybe they shouldn't, but if they were pursuing that path?
Yeah, absolutely. So they could absolutely use our My AppPressor app builder online, and we offer, you know, a download for all of the native files. So you could quickly like put together an app through our UI and then download the files and then take it to the next level and, you know, integrate your own custom code into those files. And that would integrate with PhoneGap, or you could, you know, work with the PhoneGap plugins directly, or what we're you know, building our themes with is Ionic, with the Ionic framework. So that's, you know, a very good framework for building kind of hybrid mobile apps that basically is just, you know, kind of using the web view within an app to have this.
Why is it good for that?
It's for building web-based like themes
within
apps.
Yeah, within native mobile. Okay, that totally makes sense. Okay, so those are some good tips, I think, at least good places for people to get started anyways, if they wanted to kind of self-serve this and create this functionality themselves. So I kind of want to kind of take this next into WordPress. You know, with you being, you know, running a company that makes a WordPress-oriented product and me working for one as well, There's always this question of, well, what will change in WordPress and how will that affect the products we build? We see a huge impact of this coming with Gutenberg, and we've seen it in the past with things like custom post types and the REST API. But what have you seen within the WordPress core community that might make what you're doing with AppPressor easier or maybe even harder? Like, is there anything changing WordPress, Gutenberg, or otherwise? You say, that's really good, or, oh my goodness, I don't really know what I'm going to do about that just yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as, you know, new core development, I'm not sure what would kind of help with mobile apps. But other than, you know, the further development of the WordPress API, like I said before, like, you know, we're powering these apps by the data that's stored in WordPress. So the more flexible that the API becomes, the more we'll be able to, you know, push and pull data back and forth between the apps, do caching for, you know, for local storage on the apps, and doing all sorts of stuff like that. You know, really the API is key to pulling any data that you want and displaying it into the app however the user sees fit.
So your view would be that flexibility, extensibility would be the kind of the cornerstones of, at least as that evolves within core, of what would make things like AppPressor more successful. And I think it's interesting to hear you say that, because WordPress core and WordPress in general has these kind of inflection moments where things drastically change. You mentioned earlier how 3.0 custom post types, and for those of you that don't know what that means, it's kind of like modularized content. It's custom fields for a page of content, and then your theme kind of wraps around those fields, and was a really powerful moment. It really turned WordPress from this kind of silly blog, not silly, but kind of this blogging only focused platform into kind of a proper content management system. And then the REST API really, at least as part of core was concerned, made WordPress extensible. So it's interesting to hear you kind of have this forward-looking view to say, well, how could it be more extensible? Do you have any thoughts or theories, like a wish list? Like, oh, I wish the API would do this or
that. I have a wish list for the database structure itself, and only if they were to make, you know, WordPress a true relational database, it would certainly speed things up and make things faster for enterprise level WordPress solutions.
Okay, definitely heard that before. I think that's maybe something to explore in a future episode, maybe a whole show focused around that.
Yeah, a couple shows probably.
Right. But that's extensibility, that speed, that scalability, those are all things that are of interest to you in relation to AppPressor and a lot of other folks, product makers, and as you pointed out, people trying to deploy large-scale solutions. So really interesting. I've got some other questions I want to follow you up on, a little bit more around kind of the why native mobile. You touched on it a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping high speed on a horse named Archibello. So yes, my body hurts, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life.
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
Ho-ho, Archibello!
Learn more at brainhealth.gov.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Email sales@webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I'm interviewing Brian Messenlehner of AppPressor, and we are talking about creating mobile apps powered by WordPress. Brian, right before the show, we were talking about the REST API, the extensibility of WordPress, and how important that is to applications like AppPressor. So I kind of want to get back into the why. We talked before about how native gives you the ability to get an audience you didn't have before, things like push notifications to get your content and, you know, maybe your checkout in front of people. But what about progressive web apps? Like, what do you think the role will be of those versus a kind of full-on native app? Like, what are the difference between those two? And do you think native will still have a role in the future, or will just roll everything to PWAs?
I think native will certainly still have a role, because there's only certain things that you could do with native apps. You know, that you, for as far as interacting with the device itself. So you'll certainly need that. But AppPressor is really a hybrid of both, right? Because you could utilize all of the native features and functionality that would be in a native app. But we also have an Ionic-powered WordPress theme that basically, you know, that's your progressive app right there. So, and you could build an app that has, you know, both. You could have native features, native cards, if you will, that pull data from the WordPress API, and you can format it however you want. And then you could have, you know, basically your WordPress pages that are formatted to look exactly like they belong in the same app, that are doing, you know, what your typical WordPress functionality would do. If you have, you know, some plugins that do something in WordPress, that functionality would come right over into your app. And
So you see the native functionality kind of as that point. The reason why native apps will still have a role is you still need to access, you know, the camera. You still need to send push notifications. You still need to do X, Y, and Z that maybe progressive web apps can address, and that's the trick. So, and AppPressor is kind of bridging those two worlds, which I think is cool. So I've built apps before, and I think I've pulled out about 1,000 hairs trying to get certain apps pushed through the App Store approval processes, and in particular, PWA-centric apps, you know, apps that are kind of just mirroring a website, not delivering a lot of native functionality. And I've got my own kind of observations on what works or doesn't work. But what are some of your tips for helping make sure that if I'm going to go through all the trouble of using AppPressor or doing it on my own, that my app is going to get approved?
Sure. So just right off the bat, I mean, pushing something up in you know, for iOS app takes like less than 24 hours, and usually they all get approved. So really what you're talking about, the pain when you're pulling out all those hairs, is probably when you're uploading them to the Apple Store, right?
Correct.
So,
that final approval, right? You're sitting around waiting for 48 hours a week. Somebody rejects it from some mysterious reason. Like, how can people help prevent that?
Right. So they really don't like when you, if you just take your website and have your typical, you know, whatever, you know, responsive mobile display that you have, and you put that into an app wrapper and you, you know, try to submit it into the App Store, they're most likely going to reject it. You know, they kind of want more of a UI that looks and functions like an app, not a mobile website. That being said, you know, that's kind of what our AppPressor theme does out of the box. Or, you know, you could develop, you know, your own using maybe the Ionic framework. But the number one thing to kind of guarantee that you're going to be approved, well, not everything's a guarantee, because who knows what your content is and stuff like that too, but if you enable push notifications, that's, you know, really a really good one. That they're, because they're going to see when they go to approve these apps, they're going to see, okay, what native features are they using? Oh, they have push notifications enabled. Boom, approve it. They know that, you know, they're sending out push notifications. You know, leveraging the camera, leveraging the GPS, accelerometer, any of the native features that you can, you know, incorporate into your app, the better chances you're going to have of getting it approved. If you're launching a multitude of similar looking apps that look very, you know, cookie cutter, then they might, you know, start rejecting some of those apps as well. But the very best way is to just incorporate as many, you know, native features as you can. And there's smart ways to do that, right? With, you know, the camera, you could use the camera just, you know, for about anything. You know, if you got a app with products on it, you could, you know, have your app users taking pictures of the products that they bought and uploading them, or, you know, anything
like
that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So the main tip is leverage that native functionality to be more than just a kind of mirror of your website. I think that's a good tip. In addition, of course, to the terms and conditions and approval rules within a particular app store. So last question real quick, because we're running out of time. I know you're big into AR and VR. I always see you posting on social media about something or the other. Any plans to add AR, VR into AppPressure in the future? Again, real quick here.
I would love to get there eventually. I think that's huge, and it would be really cool to allow people to basically not have to really code anything and to be able to create an immersible virtual or augmented reality environment that you could pull your content from WordPress into and push it back to WordPress would be awesome.
So it's an aspirational goal, but it's not on your project planning backlog right now.
So yeah, I have a prototype built with a VR development company out here in New Jersey that basically you could take like a 360 photo, upload it to the media library, and then all of a sudden, you know, when you put on the Oculus, you're standing inside of this room, and we were able to, using the WordPress API, pull in different pieces of content to where they would show up in front of you. So the idea would be like, okay, here's the blogs, right? The blog posts right in front of me. I turn to the right. Maybe we've integrated with a calendar plugin and you could see a calendar. You know, you turn again and maybe we've integrated with BuddyPress and you could see, you know, site activity,
member
profiles,
like
stuff like that.
Sounds like you're kind of getting some momentum there. We'll keep an eye out for that. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And you can learn more about what Brian has going on, maybe even keep an eye out for maybe future AR, VR capabilities at AppPressure.com. Just a reminder, next week's episode will feature Kareem Marucci. Kareem, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your last name. I don't know if I've ever said it out loud, of crowd favorite. We also have some exciting future episodes coming up with Carolyn Shelby of the Tribune Company, Syed Balki of WP Forms, Optin Monster, and a bunch of other things. We're going to have a really, really awesome 2018 with a lot of special guests. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. New episodes are released every Tuesday. You can always subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or download episodes at webmasterradio.fm/shows/PressThis. Again, I'm your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.